Nehemiah chapter 4. And it's funny that you turn all the pages to the last one, then it changes two pages, and you can't separate the pages. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I pray that you'll be with us now. You'll bless us. We bring back the word. Lord, that your word would go forward, Father, and you would be glorified, and you would be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We'll start at verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and he took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end of the day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before them. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to build. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth, and conspired all of them to gather to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. We're going to take a look real quickly at just what was going on and how it's affecting us today. Let's make some applications to today. So we see in the beginning here, Sanballat, he's angry. They're building the wall. Why is he angry? He doesn't want them to build the wall. And he makes some statements here that lead you to understand why he's angry. So he's angry, and so he mocks the Jews. He makes fun of them. He's arrogant. You know, it's like the world with us today as Christians. They mock us for the things we do. They think it is dumb, the things we do. I hear them say, oh, yeah, they worship that invisible guy in the sky, or they worship something that doesn't exist. You know, they make fun of us for believing in God, and they really believe that they're right, and they mock us for having faith in God. I mean, they say we offer prayers if something happens. If prayer doesn't do nothing, you need some help. Well, you know, prayer does do something, but they say that because they don't believe in God, and they mock the efforts we make as Christians to do right, to believe in God, to trust God. They mock that. And so we find out he spake to his brethren and the army of Samaria. He went and talked to the whole army of Samaria. Now, you know, the Samaritans and Jews hate each other. And he goes to Samaria, the army, and he starts talking to them about what the Jews are doing. You know, it's not just him. He's not satisfied with him not being happy about this. He's got to go with the army and get them all upset about it too. Well, you know what? That's what the world does. They stir up strife. It's not just one person. One person we can handle. But it's hundreds and hundreds of people that get stirred up about the things that we do for Christ. Does it affect them? No. It really was beneficial for the Jews to build this wall, but not to their enemies. It's really beneficial for us to be out there witnessing for Christ, but not to the enemies of Christ. Because the enemies of Christ do not want to see that success. And so he tells the army, he says, like the whole world now, I mean, they're against God, and we make fun of us, now we just make fun of us, but we tell the whole world that Christians are phony balonies. They don't, right? And so he says here, he says, the army's fair, and said, what these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Okay, will they make their country back again? Will they get their land back again? Will they make themselves strong against the nation? Is that what they want to do? He goes against them as a nation. Number two, will they sacrifice? Will they get back to their religious practices? Why is that bothersome ballot? Us coming to church bothers people. I can't understand why. I can't understand why people don't appreciate that we believe in God, but they don't. We go and witness for Christ, and people don't appreciate that. They get angry. They're angry for just us practicing our beliefs. And if you don't think that's true, practice your beliefs. If you're not practicing your beliefs, you're not going to find out it's not true. But it's true, because every time we practice our beliefs, we'll find out that people are not happy. Will they make an end in a day? Will they finish that wall in a day? Will they just get completed? Huh? He says, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish which are burned? Are they going to take these things? He's saying basically they can't do that. They won't do that. Then why is he afraid? Right? If they can't do these things, why is Sam Ballard so afraid? Because in his heart he knows that they can and they will. See, in the heart of wicked, they know that God is real. I don't care how much they deny God, they know he's real. In the heart of the wicked, they know we're doing is right. And they can't stand it. That's why they're so angry. And they don't hate, they hate us, but they really hate God. And so rather than hating God, they can hate us, because then they justify their hearts. Well, we don't hate God, we hate these people. Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build of a fox quip, he shall even break down the stone wall. You know what? Not only do they hate us, not only do they want to succeed, but if we try to succeed, they say they're going to fail. Don't worry about them building that wall, folks. A little fox goes up there, and the wall's going to come tumbling down. Don't worry about those Christians. They ain't going to be successful. Don't let them bother you. They are just out there, and their wall's going to come crushing down because they don't have the ability to stand. They don't have the ability to stand for God. And you know what? That's right. A lot of us like the ability to stand for God. As soon as a fox steps on us, we crumble to the ground because we won't stand for God. See, that wall had to be firm and strong if it was going to stop the enemy. You can't just build haphazardly. How are you building your life of Christ? Are you building it haphazardly? Or are you building on the foundation of Christ? Are you building on the rock? Are you building a firm foundation? You're building a firm wall in your life? Or are you just weak and it's going to be knocked down the first time and the struggle comes along? Because the struggle is going to come along, folks. Look at these people. These people hated the Jews, and they wanted them to struggle. And they were making them struggle, and they were trying very hard to get in their way and make it as miserable as possible to do the work. We're going to get the army upset. We're going to get the people upset. And besides, they can't do it anyway. We're going to discourage the people. Right? When people say we can't do it, it gets discouraged, doesn't it? It gets discouraged, and we knock on doors, and everybody says, have a nice day. If they say that, it gets discouraging, folks. It gets discouraging to serve Christ, to the world. But these Jews refuse to get discouraged. They refuse to let the world bother them. Okay? Let's do that. So in verse 4, we see that that Nehemiah is going to pray, "Hear, O God, for we are despised." Wow. God, they hate us. That's what despised means. They hate us. You know that they hate us. And you know what? The world hates you, folks. And Jesus said, don't be surprised the world hates you. They hated me before they hated you, right? That's what he said. So don't be surprised the world hates you. He's not surprised that they hate them. But what is he doing? Nehemiah is doing the will of God. He doesn't care if they hate him or not. If you are concerned about the hatred that people have for you, you'll never get the job done for God. You've got to be concerned only about God, not about those around you, because they're going to hate you no matter what. All right? So he says, God, we are despised. and turn their reproach upon their own head. Wow. He says, their hatred for us, Lord, turn it on their own head. Let them be reproached. Let them be failing. Let them not be successful. They want us not successful, we'll turn it on to them. Let them be that way. And give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Wow. Let them be captive. Let them be taken away in the captivity like the Jews were. Let them suffer like we did. You know, this is an interesting prayer. And cover not their iniquity. Don't cover their sin, God. Don't let their sin go away. Remember, iniquity is different than sin, right? Iniquity is inside your thoughts, your heart. They have an evil, perverted heart. Don't give them iniquity. And let not their sin be blotted out before thee. Remember, iniquity is in the heart. It's what you're thinking. Sin is what you're doing. And he says, Lord, both those. Don't let them be the one. Don't forgive their sin. Don't cover their sin. And don't blot out their iniquity. Lord, let them be filthy before you. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a prayer like that? Can you imagine us having a prayer meeting like that? Imagine Brother Brian here leads the prayers. And Lord, we pray that you'll destroy Bremerton, that you'll bring them all to death and destruction. We'd say, what are you talking about, Brother? That's not the way to pray. But that's what they prayed here. Why did they pray that? There was nothing, no hope for these people that stood against God. No hope. Now, I'm not saying a prayer for destruction for anybody. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, why did they pray like that? They prayed like that because they were being threatened with destruction from these people who hated God and hated the Jews. And they want nothing to do with them. Right? It says here, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Lord, they vote you to anger before the builders, not us. We're just doing a job here. We're just hammering the wall. It's you they're provoking anger. So we want you to give them justice and not mercy. Wow. That's a bad thing. Can you imagine that we just say, Lord, don't give them mercy, give them justice? That's a sad thing. And I'm not suggesting we do that, but what I'm saying is that these people stood so much against God that was the prayer, that, Lord, that you judge them and you punish them and you give them over captivity and you show your anger to them because they were against the builders. Well, so we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof for the people of mine to build. Half the wall's done now. We're not going to stop. They armed themselves. They're ready for war and ready to build. And like the Bible said, they're sword in one hand, the trowel in the other, and they're ready to build, and they built half the wall now. They didn't stop. If you stop because you're discouraged, you'll surely fail. Okay? That's the devil's trick. The devil wants you discouraged. And a lot of people discouraged today because they just have run out of steam because they're not trusting God. And so they become very discouraged. And that's how the devil gets you. He wants you discouraged. They tried to discourage the builders, and the builders said, no, we're going to keep building. I don't care what you think of the wall. I don't care if the wall falls down. I don't care if you think it's all broken rubble and we can't use it. We are going to build the wall. And that was halfway done. So what happens? His enemies get together, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall was built in Jerusalem, they made up a pact to go and fight them because they didn't want the breach to stop from the wall. Well, you know, we know the end of that story. They built the wall. They got to the water gate, and they found the word of God, and they had a great revival. And the people were excited, and they finished the wall. You know why? God's will be done. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what they think, doesn't matter what they say. God's will be done. So if you're in the will of God, do what God asks you to do. He'll see through completion. I don't care how many armies they get together. I don't care how much the world hates you. I don't care how much they make laws against you. Serve God. That's all you got to do. And God will provide, just like he did there. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you bless us, Father. We thank you for the word of God. And we pray that that you will be with Brian Bartley as he preaches, Father, and that your word will go forth in grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let's have a song.